Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of IIL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Pardeep Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, Senior VP and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor Finance and Strategic. We also have an investor relations team from Adfactors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankad from Adfactors PR for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neha. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the earnings call of IIL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited for the second quarter and half year ended September 30, 2024. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risk and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance of the company. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the business or the conference call, to ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I would now hand over the call to Mr. Abhay Raj Singh for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darshan ji. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to the second quarter and half year ended 30th September 2024 earnings conference call of the company. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for joining this call. I hope all have gone through the results and the investors' presentations available on our website and the website of exchanges. India's economy shows resilience, with Deloitte projecting 7 to 7.2% GDP growth for FY24-25, keeping it among the fastest growing large economies. Stable, modest oil prices are also expected to ease import bills and lower production costs by reducing the cost of imported raw material. API prices remain subdued as seen in the previous quarter, with increased volume and new market driving growth in the segment. Further, margins were challenged by output prices. However, to some extent, it was supported by lower input cost and improved operational efficiency. As the growth of our key API products is being driven by several global health trends, the long-term outlook on the API business looks good. To provide insight into some of the major products in our specialty chemical segment, the Indian ethyl acetate market is expected to experience significant growth driven by rising demands across industries such as pharmaceuticals, food and beverages, and coatings. Its versatility in applications like automotive coating, packaging, and personal care products further fuels demand, with a strong export relationship to markets such as Italy, Belgium, and UAE. On the company front, we would also like to share a major update about recent land addition. We bought 101 acres of the land alongside Chandigarh-Bhatinda National Highway at about 25 kilometers from the existing plant at Barnala. This land will be utilized for the establishment of greenfield manufacturing facilities for expanding the company's business activities after obtaining the requisite approvals. With this update, I now hand over to call my colleague, Pradeep Khanna, who will brief you about the financial performance for the quarter and first half of the financial year 2024. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abhay. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the second quarter and half year ended 30th September 2024. I will take you through standalone financial highlights for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2024. The total standalone income of the company in the second quarter of the financial year 25 stood at ₹532 crore as against ₹500
552 crore in the second quarter of the financial year 24 and rupees 510 crore in the previous quarter ended June 24. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 48 crore as against rupees 71 crore in the corresponding quarter of the financial year 24 and rupees 58 crore in the previous quarter ended June 24. EBITDA margin for the quarter is 9% as against 12.9% in the corresponding quarter of the financial year 24. In the previous quarter ended June 24, EBITDA stood at 11.4%. The net profit in the second quarter of the financial year 24 was rupees 19 crore as against rupees 38 crore in the second quarter of the last year and rupees 30 crore in the previous quarter ended June 24. EBIT margin for the pharmaceutical segment was at 8.4% in second quarter of financial year 25, while EBIT margin for the specialty chemical segment was 0.8% in quarter 2 of financial year 25. Margins was under pressure due to changes in average selling price. The export for second quarter of the financial year 25 is rupees 140 crore as compared to rupees 130 crore in the corresponding period of the last year, whereas it was rupees 150 crore in the previous quarter ended June 24. The capex for the quarter is rupees 83 crore, whereas it was rupees 41 crore for corresponding quarter of financial year 24 and rupees 50.8 crore in previous quarter ended June 24. R&D for the quarter was rupees 5.8 crore as against rupees 4.5 crore in the corresponding quarter of the financial year 24 and rupees 4.7 crore in the previous quarter ended June 24. So consolidated cash and bank balance stood at rupees 157 crore as on 30th December 2024. With this, we open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press *2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participant, you may press *1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Udit Gupta from Ashika Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes,
sir.
So my first question was, we see considerable increase in employee expense on YOY and QOQ basis. Could you shed some colors on the same?
So your voice is not clear. Can you repeat the question?
We see an increase in the employee expense on YOY and QOQ basis. So could you shed some colors on the same?
Employee expenses.
The employee expenses increased in this quarter due to variable pay for the previous year paid in July 24. So it will affect our employee costs. So it is increased by approximately 6 CR during the quarter.
Understood. And what are the reasons for YOY increase?
Sorry?
What are the reasons for the YOY increase? Year on year increase?
Primarily due to the regular increments for this financial year and also the increase in the manpower which for upcoming projects and increase in capacity of non-IVO segments.
Understood. And one more question was that the land that you have acquired recently, so it will be for the pharmaceutical segment or chemical segment, or, you know, how will be the arrangement between the same?
As I already updated in our press release, it is for the existing business of the company, that means both chemical and APIs.
So can you just show some light, how will be the arrangement between both of them, both of the segments?
It is yet to be decided, but first our target was to acquire such huge chunk of land.
Okay, and what kind of products are we planning to manufacture? Like, will it be of complex products, or how will it work?
Primarily, it is again in bulk API and chemical only, organic chemical primarily only.
Okay, thank you so much. That it's on my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nakul Dev from Andy Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had a couple of questions. Firstly, could you help give a breakup of the exports percentage of non-IBO API portfolio?
Yeah. From the last quarter, it has been increased by around 20 to 25%. From the June quarter, and around double from the last year quarter for export of non-IVO segment.
Okay. My next one would be if you could help elaborate on the export mix being targeted for the non-IVO portfolio and the timeline for achieving it. Could you give me some highlight on some color on that if possible?
As you must have gone through that, we have got the visa approvals, European approvals, and other regulated market approvals. Non-IVO segment, our target is around 50% export collection from non-IVO segment within upcoming 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Which is presently around 23 to 24%.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And my final question would be, has the SI Group's exit from the IBO space started benefiting the company, or have new players entered the IBO market? If you could provide some insights into this current scenario, it would be helpful.
They have officially declared and informed to SEC US that they are going to close their IBO manufacturing facilities due to high cost of production and technology, and they have targeted to close by March 25.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was very helpful. I'll rejoin the queue in case I have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshal from Barashi FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask about the market outlook of non-ibuprofen products. How are the prices looking going forward?
We think the prices of non-ibu segment, primarily paracetamol and metformin, was on the downside since last two to three quarters, but we hope that they are now bottom out, and we hope for some north side jump in upcoming period for these major two products.
Okay. So can you shed some light, like, are you going to introduce more high margin products in the future?
As of now, we are concentrating more on stabilizing all these existing products in hand and increasing the capacities and the market where we can get more sale realization from the regulated market. After that, we may think about diversification in new products.
Okay. Can you shed some light on the approvals that we were going to get from the U.S. for the DMFs?
We have filed our DMF and waiting for their visit and filing of ANDA also from our customers.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant from North Asia Trading. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, what is the rationale behind taking Chinese approval for metformin, considering DCDA is coming from there? So I'm sure they would be having the cost leadership. So any, like, just wanted to understand.
So because Chinese approval helps the global players available in the China itself to procure the metformin from the India. This will help us to track the global players to create the alternatives in China as well. So this is not the only this is the philosophy of the company. Many companies, they would like to have more than one supplier for any particular product. So this is also helping us into that to suit their strategy.
Okay. And sir, have we started any export in the regulated, like, European market? Like, considering we've been almost more than 12 months since we got many European approvals for many of our products. So are the exports happening now? How are things on ground?
Yes, we have regularly started exporting for our non-RU segment. Earlier, 1 year back, it was only 10% of the revenue for non-RU. Now it is around 24%.
So, sir, how soon can we expect to reflect in numbers? Because I see, the current quarter, I mean, the numbers are not reflecting. So, any particular reason or how it is?
The number, because 24% in the export market, 76% in the domestic market, where the prices were on the downside from the last 3-4 quarters, substantially, especially for paracetamol and metformin. But in a slow market, we hope that the prices are sustainable. And as we have just entered around 1 year back in the European market, we hope that within 2-3 years, our share will be increased in that market also. And thereby, our number will be reflected after selling in the European market.
Okay. And sir, about the chemical business, any signs of recovery in the ethyl acetate business? I mean, the acetic, considering the acetic acid prices going down. So, do you see anything out there?
The prices of acetic acid has been sustained, you can say, stable from the last 1-2 quarters. And they are, in the last quarter, we little bit has some inventory in our basket. Ethyl acetate prices are also stable according to the acetic acid prices. You can say delta is being maintained for ethyl acetate prices, along with the acetic acid stable prices.
Okay, one last question, sir. Sir, in the last con call, some participants said that some Indian producer is coming up with 12,000 metric ton of ibuprofen API capacity. So, do you, like, any idea who's coming with this, with such a big capacity?
Yeah, one company based out of Hyderabad, SMS Pharmaceutical Limited, they have announced that around 2 years back, we are coming with the capacity of around 12,000 tons.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it for now. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Malik from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I hope I'm audible. Just wanted to check if there's any intimation from the US FDA regarding the inspection, because we have products which are awaiting approval.
So, US FDA is since long pending, but as a practice, they never intimate us well in advance. They intimate 2-3 days max. So, but we are expecting it that it is going to be soon, and we also received some intimations that whenever they will be coming, they will be intimating the other facilities of ourselves. That is the intimation we received. But when they are coming, it is not, I mean, they have not intimated in this regard. So, okay, but sir, our assessment is that they are coming in very recent time. So sooner, they will come soon.
Okay, sir. And are we filing any new ANDA?
So ANDA is not filed by us. The ANDA is filed by the formulator. We filed the DMF for all our new non-IVU products. DMF is already therein. So ANDA is filed by, but the ANDA for the metformin and the fenofibrate is already filed by some clients.
Okay, metformin and so which product is it?
Fenofibrate.
Okay, okay. And so just one clarification. You said the contribution from non-IBU products would be increasing to 30% in the next 3 years from currently 22-23%. Did I hear it right?
We are targeting, we are focusing, because we are focusing to shift the sale from domestic market to international or regulated market. So we hope that in next 2-3 years, the export realization this non-IBU business will increase to around 50%.
Okay, okay. Precisely from exports. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from SG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, what is the timeline for operationalizing the newly acquired 101-acre site and what is the capex involved in that?
We have just gotten possession of land and the sewer to approval, which usually took 6 to 8 quarters in getting all regulatory approvals. So we can't expect commercialization in FY26. After that, it will be commercialized.
So what is the capex involved?
Capex yet to be freeze, but we will update in the to the stock change accordingly within no period.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sheikh Moth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question is a follow-up question. So one person has asked that are we getting benefits from SI Group? Means, I think they have closed planned in September, and I think already 2.5 months is over. Are we getting any benefits from that closure?
So SI Group is in the US market, and the Basf is also present in the same US market. And the US market, they are not attracting the API, basically bulk API or bulk molecule, into the US itself. So basically, this gap, whatever is being created, it was not the huge capacity they were operating. They were operating with a smaller capacity. So this is not the benefit is going to be drilled down to the whole world. This is the US companies might get some benefit. Because most of the formulations has been shifted by the US companies to the Asian part. So we don't expect that this is going to impact in any manner or in a big manner.
Okay. Thank you. Sir, what about new CEO coming, joining to the company? And can you give me the timeline, around timeline that in these months, USFDA inspection will be completed?
So we are looking into it, and we are finalizing, because we need to, we are finalizing it. We can't comment that how much time it is going to take. So whenever any candidate is finalized, definitely we will be coming out with the announcement at the appropriate time.
About USFDA?
About USFDA, like we said in the previous in the response to the previous question, USFDA, I mean, we are expecting to happen it soon, but we are not sure when it is going to happen. USFDA also intimated that, they will be, whenever they will be coming, they will be inspecting the facilities, the additional facility for ourselves, for which ANDA is already filed by some of our clients.
Sir, I think 2 months has been over since we are not having any CEO. How many, is there any SEBI guideline to having CEO within this much months or something?
No guideline as such. Because we are having a managing director, we are also having joint managing director. So we are having all the CEO positions, KMP positions already filled in. So there is not necessary to having any CEO necessarily.
Okay, sir, this is my last question. Sir, regarding the margin guidelines, sir, tarik pe tarik mil rahi hai, sir, but management ka jo accurate guidance abhi tak nahi mil pa raha hai humko. When will we achieve the guidance the management has promised earlier, 13% to 15%?
Yeah, so basically you are right that we are also finding, I mean, the guidance which we provide and we keep on providing, are we are not hitting those guidelines. But see, this is beyond our control also. Because what we say at the present situation and the time. When we expect something, we discuss that with all the investors. But you know, there are this market is very volatile and this world is getting volatile, so this is practically getting impossible to talk about what will be happening after 1 year. So that is the main reason we are not able to hit our guidelines or guidance.
We are not even to able to improve the top line also. From last 3 to 4 years, top line has
so
not...
The reason is same. Let me explain this in the detail. In the IBU, most of the ibuprofen, the prices gone down. There is a low demand also for the IBU globally, and we are expecting that the demand for the IBU will increase very soon. And if we talk about the non-IBU products, we are sampling. We got the SCP, we got the Brazilian, we got the other Korean approvals also. The work development work is happening across all customers. Very quality customers are auditing us on a regular basis. The moment this thing goes positive, you will find or you will see the significant improvement in the top line as well as the bottom line. Because top line is not meeting up because of the reductions in the prices.
Whenever
the prices is going little bit up, you will see the huge difference into the top line, and all the top line will directly drill down to the bottom line.
Okay. Sir, not heard of anything since long from the research and development department. Any update on the patent we are having for the manufacturing certain drugs and sitagliptin?
No major development as of now. If there are any development, these are the premature, so we would not like to discuss right now.
Sir, so we have filed 15 DMF, right?
17.
I heard 17 is for CEP and 15 DMF.
Yeah, you are right, 15 DMF.
Okay, sir, so if we suppose we are getting USFD approval, so all these 15 DMF will get approved, or it will approved in a stealth manner?
No. See, basically, how the USFDA approval happens. So we file the DMF. The DMF is available thereon for the reference to the client. In case of any formulators wants to purchase any molecule from us against which DMF is already filed, he files the ANDA. in the end that they mentioned that they would like to take any medicine or API from IOL. When the US FDA review and approve their ANDA, while approving their ANDA, they also review the company or the facility from where they are acquiring this molecule. So ANDA is filed against three US in the US FDA for ibuprofen, metformin, and fenofibrate. Whenever they will come, they will approve these sites, and they will also mention in their report that they all other facilities also working therein. So any time in the formulator for the next drug they file the ANDA, the approval for the other molecule gets mostly online without inspecting the site. And that also depends on the nature of the drug.
Can you name those three drugs again? Fenofibrate, metformin?
And ibuprofen.
Okay, ibuprofen. So this is my last question. Okay. No, I am done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Samantwa Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on ibuprofen. So how are the prices been for the last two quarters? That's my first question. And second on ibuprofen itself, considering SMS Pharma coming in, so if you could just indicate what is the total production capacity globally available and what is the current demand for ibuprofen?
As we discussed, the prices of ibuprofen has been corrected to some extent from the last quarter also. Primarily domestic prices. This may be reason that SMS Pharma has launched ibuprofen from the last 1.5 years. So the prices, we think it is bottoming the domestic market. And as regard to the total capacity of ibuprofen, it is somewhere near 35,000 ton globally, and capacity is running at, as far as IOL is concerned, it is 75% to 80%.
Sir, and the prices would be less, around $10?
Little bit, export prices are more than $10. Domestic prices are around $9 to $9.25.
And my second question is on paracetamol and metformin. So overall, if you could highlight the demand scenario globally, that's it.
The demand of paracetamol is little bit started increasing from the last 1 month, along with little bit increase in prices also. And the demand of metformin is almost stable with the stable prices of output.
Okay, so that's it from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead. Mr. Saket, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Saket, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As our current participant is not answering, we'll take our next question from the line of Prisha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ms. Prisha, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Yeah. So, sir, why on why decline in the revenue in agro equipment? Is it purely due to decline in realization?
Ma'am, we are not getting the question. Hello? Can you please repeat your question?
Yeah, yeah. So, what my question was, the Y-on-Y decline in the revenues in Ibro Cooking, is it purely due to decline in the realization?
No.
Okay, so could you give us the capacity
realization? Around 75 to 80%.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you are audible.
Okay, so are we seeing substantial stress on the particular product on API space, or is it overall realization stress the same overall on all the products?
No. Other non-IV product like paracetamol has just getting good response from the market in the last one month. We are getting good price of realization for clopidogrel and this fenofibrate also. So it depends on the product to product. The prices are bottom out, and now the prices we think hope to increase.
Okay, so that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant Kanuga from North Asia Trading. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Please correct me if I'm wrong, sir. In one of the conferences, it was mentioned that Sanofi is interested to buy paracetamol for from us. So could you throw some light, like what conditions or anything, if they have mentioned anything?
We have just discussed that Sanofi, one of the biggest customers for ibuprofen, they are also requiring paracetamol. So, they are visiting our facilities regularly, and when they go through inspection of our plant for paracetamol, we expect they may start giving some orders to IOL.
So, is it Sanofi India, or is it Sanofi global business,
for ibuprofen, we are a global supplier of Sanofi. So we are supplying ibuprofen to all over the globe to Sanofi.
Yeah, but for paracetamol, they inquired for reserve, only for the India unit.
Their procurement team, we hope that their procurement team looks both for domestic and global also.
Okay, sir. And secondly, sir, considering that SMS is coming with such a large capacity, so how are we placed in front of them, considering we are based in the north, so we might have some location, disadvantage, they being in the south, man, and many customers of ours are also based in south. So can you throw some light on that, sir?
So, I mean, we cannot comment on the competitors who are coming up and who are not, because we have our strength, they might have their own strength. So these all things will be handled whenever somebody is coming up in the manner. One thing we know about our strength. What are our strength is that we are 100% backward integrated with respect to this. So this mitigate all the locational disadvantages. Rather, I mean, for API, we do not see that location is that important. That is the reason we procure the land in the nearby area also. So all these things, we do not think competition is always there for everything. So it's okay. Competition is there. So we are counting what are our strengths. We are supplying the ibuprofen for many years. We are having around 30-35% global share. We are having a top of the world clients with us, and their clients are associated with us for last many years. So these are our strengths. We can always talk on our strength.
Got it, sir. Well noted. And sir, last question, sir. Can we expect some improvement in this quarter compared to the last quarter in terms of numbers, since we are almost in the middle of this quarter?
We think that numbers will remain more or less same with slight improvement.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it for today. Thank you so much. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. I joined a bit late, so sorry for repetition. Sir, if you could just sum up to us, rather, the factors which has led to this decline in the profitability and where you see these factors, whether gaining strength or reversing going ahead, and how do, what is the management understanding of how H2 looks going ahead, and the efforts by the management to improve the earning for the company?
The decline in bottom line is a combination of not single product, but it's a combination of various factors also, like in the price, then the prices are coming down, the closing inventory is also valued at the lower value. So there is little bit differences of valuation aspect also that added in the decrease in the net profit also. Same is a little bit of higher cost of inventory which we have bought around 2 quarters ago from China, which like acetic acid and other, that also part of this decline in some bottom line. So now we hoping that we are, these prices will remain the stable for raw materials, and the prices of finished product are already bottom out as per our or peer's view. So we expect that H2 25 may better than FY in this first H1.
Okay. Sir, who are our peers or competitors in the listed space, or if you could give like-to-like comparison in the space?
There are a lot of peers in different products. These are the product-wise. But for ibuprofen, our major peer is the Solara Active Pharma in India.
Okay. Sir, when you mentioned that there was an impact of inventory markdown, because of the decline in the raw material prices, can you quantify, sir, what was the impact on of the same?
You can discuss offline also. We can give you the whole picture where it is how much amount and how much impacted the bottom line.
So this will not continue as of now. The prices have bottomed out even for the RM also, and the higher raw material which we were carrying is now being consumed or being marked down also. So the impact will not be felt for the ensuing quarter. This understanding is correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Now coming to the capital work in progress part, sir. So we have been, one of the salient features of the company is we are continuously investing in the business. However, the returns are not actually matching because of the market conditions and other factors. So our closing capital work in progress is 122 crore as on 30th September. If you could just outline which projects, which segment have we put this money, when are we going to capitalize, and what would be the capex for H2?
Actually, the capex is a mix of infra, land and technique developments, and also in the environmental sector. So the capex is also we incur from the internal accruals, and for the results for the same capex will be shown in the next 1 to 2 years. So majorly capex is for the development of infra, also for the land, and also for the new techniques and automation.
Yes, sir. But will it lead to any increase in volume going ahead for H2? Are we seeing any incremental volume capacity that will kick in post the capitalization, or we will continue with these volumes only? And what is our utilization levels currently across the product profile?
The 133 crore of capex also increased. Also includes some growth capex, which will be updated within FY25 only, and we will update all of you in the through stock chains. And as regards utilization, IBU is running between 75% to 80%. Metformin and paracetamol are running around 90% to 95%.
Sir, you mentioned about informing the exchanges. I missed your comment on this. Can you come again, sir, on the capex part?
Some growth capex are also in the CWIP.
That will be capitalized in the current financial year only.
We hope for that.
Okay. And sir, your thought process on the guideline which you gave earlier for 2030, say 5-7 years down the line, how aligned are we taking into account the current business environment, and how confident are we to achieve that goal that was set when we have spoken in earlier con call, the message which you have given? So what should investors look, sir, from this organization, say 3-4 years down the line? And do you think that our margins, profitability, jo trend lower tha, wo bottoming out lag raha hai, aur yahan se cheeze sudharti bhi dikh rahi?
No, as got our discussion for 2030, as regard to our production or our quantitative figures, we are near to our projection, which we have internally discussed and try to achieve by 2030. And we are in line with all for as regard to our internal production and internal quantitative, but as we can't predict the exact selling price, or there may be volatility in the raw material prices, but as regard to the quantitative figure which are in our hand, we are very close to that projections.
Right, and in terms of the bottoming out in the profitability part, sir, can you what is your take currently with the type of truck we have hit in the term in the PBT?
Like this product paracetamol, we think the prices are already bottom out.
Okay, on the key products, sir, and ibuprofen also, sir.
IBO in sole market, we are maintaining the numbers. In domestic, it is already bottom out, and we expect that there may not be any sole-side reduction for prices.
The last point, we have some duty protection also for IBO, which we got recently. So, taking that into account also, we have benefited from the same answer globally, how are new capacities in this segment coming up? Do we have anything in the pipeline for IBU in particular?
Can you repeat your first two part of the question?
Sir, taking into account some duty protection was there from for import of, there was some ADD that was imposed earlier. So, what are the benefits that we have received on account of the ADD, anti-dumping duty, that was proposed? And also, sir, taking into account...
I don't know about the any dumping duty, anti-dumping duty in the IBU roofing. I get to go through that.
Okay. Sir, that is my incorrect time on that point, sir. And globally, are there any further capacity addition in the products where we operate or where we are dominant?
No, we have not heard any new plant for IBU roofing in Europe or US or any other geography.
Okay, sir. I'll take the remaining questions offline and I'll get to the IR team, sir. Thank you, sir,
and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next follow-up question is from the line of Pankaj Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding that, we are not seeing as such any growth in ibuprofen and other molecules. So, are we planning any contingency, like because US FDA is also in queue. So I don't like, as we are not having any clarity when they'll be visiting the site or not. So any contingency so that we can increase our basically profits and revenue by introducing any other drug or something like that in the market that we are catering to?
Our existing products are very stable product. It is a regulator who has to take their own time, whereas we can do, we are developing our own cost efficiency techniques and market strategy for the existing product. But shifting from these products to any new product, that is not under any planning of company.
So it's not like a shifting, like adding a new product to the portfolio. And one more query, sir. Like I was just reading online, like ibuprofen prices are increasing globally, like 15 to 20%. They have increased since 30th September 2024 in October and November 2024. Do we have any kind of benefit of that, or it's like not relevant to us?
Which prices?
Ibuprofen API prices, basically. Ibuprofen API prices, they are increasing globally since 30th September 2024. I just online.
We are not aware of such publication, basically.
Okay. And the first part of the question, like not shifting but adding something new to the portfolio?
So for developing the new products, as we also responded this question previously, we are having the ibuprofen as well as the non-ibuprofen products. So our focus as of now is to shift our focus from domestic supply to the regulated market supply for non-IBU products. With regard to the development of the new products, the team is already and keep on working, our R&D team keep on working always on those products. And they also works on the process improvement. So that work is a continuous, development is a continuous process. So we will let you know, and let you know all the investors with related to any appropriate announcement in this regard at an appropriate time. But as of now, we do not want to any comment on any product development which is premature.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Sheikh Moth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participant, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Mahajan for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us today and discussing our second quarter and a half year ended 30th September 2024 performance. The company continues to take proactive steps to expand facilities, capabilities, optimizing market strategies, streamline cost structure and enhance operational efficiencies, all aimed at improving revenue and profitability in the coming periods. Despite the current challenges, we remain confident in the long-term growth potential of the business. Thank you very much. And the transcription for this call will be available shortly on the website of the company and stock changes as well. In case you have any further questions, please feel free to write to our investor relation team at Factor. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of IL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.